the tongue, for Austin Hummel. The scriptures call it wicked, hypocrite, the bridle turning the horse to war, the rudder the ship to rocks, cursing as it will before the wreck, after the interception, during the bus ride home, where we tried the various fricatives in the rebellion of our youth. While one child's first word is this, and another tries to capture his mother's single words with her fist, and yet another asks at bedtime, "Daddy, how much is night?" My toddler daughter only sticks out her tongue at the word tongue. Her small, moist strawberry of a tongue she seems to eat when I reach for it with forefinger and thumb. She is an alien to me sometimes. When she head thuds the table edge, her tongue becomes an alien in an alien, rearing its ugly tongue of a head. Paul Klee said he wanted all his life to paint like a child. He did eventually, which is one reason we don't have surrealist action figures. A man across the hall has X-Files dolls of Scully and Mulder on his desk. I remember how for 7 years we begged the TV, "Please, Chris Carter, let them kiss just once." Our tongues wagged at the monstrous interruptions. The cigarette-smoking man, the well-manicured man, the vast conspiracies against their love we knew was more than friendship or fuzzy spaceship worship. Their secret passion was blindered and bridled like an X-file we knew existed but weren't allowed to open, like a mouth and its tongue that couldn't state the facts but could taste the story. Let me tell you a story. In another life, my daughter will speak with her tongue, be a wife, say, "My name is Evan. I do not like them with a fox." We'll kiss a boy on the mouth. We'll fall. We'll fill a boy's eyes with her eyes, her mother's French eyes, sleepy, almost always moving toward this kiss. In another life, judging by their names, listen to their names, Fox Mulder and Dana Scully, could have been rodeo lovers, one calf roper, the other barrel racer, but here they were each week, one believer, one doubter, both traveling toward the same afflicted podunk town in one brown sedan. So often, they looked at each other as plain as the U.S. looks at Canada, and then they looked away. Out of the mouth proceed both cursing and blessing, both lie and utter truth, and one late fall in the thick of sweeps, another episode at the edge of the millennium, near the end of 7 seasons, we wanted nothing more than the kiss between the two. I wanted a French kiss.